You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
It is precisely 13 minutes after 8 p.m. Central African time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. A very warm welcome from a very cold Cape Town to the Olive Express, live and exclusive to Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I'm your host, Musa Lahey, together with co-host Humaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Humaira. All right, inshallah, we're going to be with you this evening till just before 9 p.m. And Humaira was a little exhausted today. So she's been troubling me for the last week or so. For some reason, she wants a bunk bed. So now she's made a deal with me. Can you tell the listeners what deal you made?
I'll do the radio if my father gets me a bunk bed.
Did you hear that? That is extortion to the highest degree. I'll only do the show if my father gets me a bunk bed. And if your father doesn't get your bunk bed, what are you going to do?
I'm not going to do
the But you're on the show already.
I'm not going to get a bunk bed.
Inshallah. All right, alhamdulillah, it is the beautiful month of Allah, Shahrullah al-Muharram, and alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we've just crossed over the 10th of Muharram, Ashura, and of course it's a very special day for Muslims around the globe, as once again we understand that it is a day of celebrating Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and his beautiful followers that were saved from the treachery of Fir'aun. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. And I read something really beautiful, Humaira. The people of Gaza. Now, you know how hot it is in Gaza right now. Do you remember how hot it was in Egypt when we were there? It's just as hot in Gaza right now. Extreme, extreme temperatures. And despite that, the young children, the adults, the mothers, the fathers, the grandfathers, the grandmothers, everyone kept the fast of Ashura with the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah also save them from the treacherous Israelis, just like how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was saved from the tyrant Israelis. So we make dua for the people of Palestine and for Gaza on this beautiful Laylatul Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring a swift, swift victory to the Muslims and the Mujahideen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them strength in their numbers. May Allah grant them steadfastness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them precision in their firing. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause massive, massive losses to the Israelis, especially during this phase of the war, insha'Allah, thumma insha'Allah. Humaira, you want to remind us what is the contact number for people who wish to call in or message?
067-914-8154.
Okay, a little slower.
067-914-8154.
All right, 067-914-8154. 54 is the magical number to dial or to message us. You can send your voice note messages as well. I think it's been over a month. How long do you think it's been, Humaira?
A month?
I think so too. One, two, three. Yeah, it's actually been a month since we last had this program. Subhanallah. And that was, of course, because of some traveling and then coming back and not feeling too good. And subhanallah, whole host of things. And then, of course, Hazrat Mufti Saab was out in the Durban area last week conducting wonderful education surrounding Muharram and Ashura and all the myths that go with it, and debunking all of that. And, of course, teaching us what is the true way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our Honorable Mufti Saab and all our Kabireen and Ulama a long life with good health. And may Allah allow us to take benefit from them for a long, long time to come. So, Humaira, Yawmul Jumu'ah. Let's refresh. The day of Jumu'ah. Why is the day of Jumu'ah so special?
So you have Jumu'ah Salah.
Jumu'ah Salah, correct.
You cut your nails.
You cut your nails.
Take a shower.
A ghusl bath.
For the men you wear itar.
For the men you wear itar. And what do you put in your hair?
Oil.
Oil, correct. And what else? What type of clothing do you wear?
White.
Preferably white. And your best clothing, right? Not necessarily new. So, Yawmul Jumu'ah is the day that for Muslims, it must start long before Fajr. Salah. May Allah give us tawfiq. Try to get up for Salatul Tahajjud. Qiyamul Layl, the nights are nice and long right now, especially here in Cape Town. So you try to get up and read some Salatul Tahajjud, Qiyamul Layl, and thereafter your Fajr Salah, and thereafter, inshallah, your day will begin. All right, what do you need to read on the day of Jumu'ah, Humaira? What do you think we need to read? Okay, Quran, but a specific surah. Suratul Kahf, which is in the 15th juz of the Quran Sharif. What else do you need to read a lot of? You're not talking to us, you're talking to your sister. What do you need to read?
Make a lot of durood.
A lot of durood, salawat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the men folk should try to go as early as possible for Salatul Jumu'ah, right? So in Johannesburg, we know that the adhan is generally given around, 20 past, quarter past 12, around that time. So is Durban. So try to be there at least before that adhan. And very important on the day of Jumu'ah, because there's so many people coming to the masjid, we must make sure that we park correctly. We must not give taklif to any of our neighbors, whether they are Muslim, whether they are non-Muslim. In fact, if they are non-Muslim, we need to be even more careful that we don't park in driveways. Right? Then you come away into the masjid, and if it's very early, then of course you can read your Suratul Kahf. And if you complete your Suratul Kahf, you can engage in some dhikrullah, in some dua, some other general recitals of the Quran Sharif. And then after the adhan, generally the lecture will commence, or they will give you some time for your sunnats. You read your 4 rakat sunnah for the Hanafi madhab. And thereafter, we listen attentively to the Jumu'ah. Because sometimes what happens is, we tend to be out in the foyer of the masjid, right? In the veranda of the masjid. And then we start chatting away with our friends, and we forget about the sanctity of the masjid. And I mean, it's a 20-minute, maximum 25-minute talk. So it's really, really short. And it's an important message for us, especially the young ones. We must listen attentively. And not only that, when we come home, we must share that message with our family, because they don't really get a chance to listen, unless, of course, there's a Bilal radio or whatever. And here in Cape Town, subhanallah, the lectures generally start about some lectures start at 12:30 till 1 o'clock or till 1:10. In other masjids, the lectures start at 1 o'clock. So it's all different times. It all just depends where exactly you are proceeding for Jumu'ah Salah. But nonetheless, whichever masjid that you choose, go away early. Make sure that you parked in the parking correctly. And then, of course, try to read your sunnats, listen attentively to the talk, and then it's obviously the Arabic khutbah and the salah. Now, what I've noticed is that a lot of people, and may Allah guide us, and that's why we have such programs, simply to remind us. But the sunnats after Jummah Salah are equally important. So don't just, you know, the moment the Salah is completed and the Dua, sometimes even before the Dua, people are already getting up and leaving and what have you. And look, if you, we understand if you're writing an exam or if you've got an interview or something like that there, then, you know, we can understand if you want to leave slightly earlier. But the sunnah should not be neglected. The sunnah should not be neglected. And a lot of the sunnats are mu'akkada, meaning there is a great emphasis on it. And a person who regularly omits a sunnatul mu'akkad could be held liable. So we don't want a scenario like that there. We must place a lot of emphasis. And it's one day a week, you know. The lunch that we thoroughly enjoy on the day of Jumu'ah, it's not going to not wait for us if we are engaged in an extra 5 or 10 minutes of sunnat salah. They'll wait for you. And when you come back, you'll get to eat nicely and then go back to work or go to madrasa or wherever it is that your responsibilities ask you to go to. But the sunnats is something that we need to emphasize upon. Right? Remember, the day of Jumu'ah was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the ummah as a gift. When someone gives you a gift, it's something that is precious. Humaira, now you asked me earlier on for a bunk bed. If I give you a bunk bed, explain to me how you will look after it. Or explain to our listeners.
I will look after it very nicely. I'll make my own bed. I'll keep it clean. I won't eat on it.
Will you jump on it like how you jump on my bed?
No.
Will you roll on it like how you roll on my bed?
No.
You won't do, so you'll only do that on my bed?
Yeah.
Okay. So the point I'm trying to say here is that when someone gives you a gift, it's something that's, it's special. You know, you take good care of it. You, and imagine this, who is giving you the gift, right? One is your father gives you a gift, right? Maybe for, now she's saying about making beds and keeping it clean and not eating on the bed and all that. She probably will do that for the first month or the first few weeks. And then eventually, I know what will happen. She'll probably forget about this proclamation that she made on international radio. And she'll go back to the old habits, right? But a gift that is given by just anybody, right? You meet somebody in the masjid and all of a sudden, sometimes you know them, sometimes you don't know them. They take out a miswak, they give you the miswak. Okay, alhamdulillah, you use the miswak, you're happy, it's done, it's dusted, it's forgotten about. But now if one great imam, a senior scholar, your sheikh, someone whom you have the greatest amount of respect for, has to give you something, you will treasure it. That's the word I was looking for. You will treasure it. You will look after it. You will keep it special and close to you at all times. So here, Allah Himself has given us the gift of Jumu'ah. So it's special. We need to treasure this gift. We need to value the gift. And how do we do so? It starts off with your sunnats. It starts off with all the sunnats that we spoke about, you know, having a ghusl, applying itar for men, applying oil in the hair, brushing the teeth with miswak, clipping of the nails, removing unwanted hair, and going early to the masjid. And then, of course, what it also encompasses is that we go and we listen attentively to the Jummah khutbah and we perform our sunnats after the salah. So I cannot stress this enough. Young ones, my young friends, I know you're listening to me, and maybe you can become a means of encouraging your daddy. Maybe your daddy's always in a rush after Jummah. Sit down with him, speak to him and tell him, now, daddy, we need to read our sunnats after our Jummah salah, because this is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants from us. And it's not going to make us any much later. No one is asking you to read so many rakats. You know, it's a very simple procedure, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of barakah and blessings. All right, I see these two sisters are cat fighting at each other over some coloring. What's going on, Humaira?
Nothing.
Not nothing. I see you fighting with your sister. Is she choosing different colors and you don't want to use the different colors?
Yeah.
So is that something to fight about?
No.
No, it's very childish, eh? Zakia, is it childish? She doesn't know. Okay, Zakia feels it's not childish. But anyway, share the coloring book while we're hosting the program, inshallah. And remember, Al-Mu'minu Ma'lafun. What's the hadith? I almost forgot the words. Al-Mu'minu Ma'lafun. Wala khayra fi man la ya'laf wala yu'laf. A believer is someone that loves, and there's no good in that person who doesn't love and who is not loved. So we show love and we will receive love. We show mercy and we'll receive respect. This is an important lesson for us. Okay, girls? You need to respect your older sister and you need to have mercy on your younger sister. Okay? Okay? Inshallah. All right, it is exactly 30 minutes after 8 p.m. Spot on, halfway in the program, inshallah. It's the Olive Express, 067-914-8154. I see one message has come through, inshallah. We'll play that for you in just a bit. But in the interim, inshallah, let's ask our engineer, Mr. Lukolo, to play us a beautiful nasheed commemorating the day of Jumu'ah.
Rehmat-e-alam, main tere ko قربان نبی جی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا ہو اللہ 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 صحرا میں تو ہے گلشن میں تو پھر بھی ہے لا مکان صحرا میں تو ہے گلشن میں تو پھر بھی ہے لا مکان ہے قلب مومن تیرا جی کانا ہے قلب مومن.
It is 26 minutes before 9 p.m. Central African Time. It's the Olive Express, live and exclusive to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our magical number is 067-914-8154. All right, of course, Humaira, let's go to our first message all the way from Zambia.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm Abdullah Adam from Chipata, Zambia. Today I'm going to read Surah Al-Ikhlas. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Kul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu. Kufuwan ahad. Malana, I got a new baby brother. His name is Muhammad. Duma Mubarak all to my family. And Nusaka and Sparta. Have a nice Duma. And make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Abdullah, I'm so happy for you and your family, mashallah. Little Muhammad in your family. Okay, so now you have to go, if he's not sleeping, and give him a little kiss on the forehead for me, right? And tell him that Maulana says assalamu alaikum and welcome to our family, mashallah. It's so nice to have babies in the house, you know. Humaira, what do you think about having babies in the house? Is it fun?
Yes.
Why is it fun?
Because we can play with them.
And you can be a little mummy then, eh? Will you be a little mummy to them? All right, excellent. Humaira, shy to speak about babies. Little babies. But you play with your baby cousins, don't you?
Chief.
Omar. And who else do you play with?
Mom.
Osman and Asma. And yeah, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with a lot of babies, if I can call it that, in the family, so you get an opportunity to play with them. And there's nothing more sweeter than that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our little Muhammad the best of health and iman. May Allah make him the coolness to his parents' eyes. May Allah bless him with good, smiling, shining character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Humaira, it's so important to smile. Can you show me a smile? All right, Zakia, can you show me a smile? Oh, Zakia doesn't want to smile. Why doesn't Zakia? Okay, now she's smiling. Okay. It's important. You know why it's important to smile? Because the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sadaqah, a smile is sadaqah. Right? It's sometimes difficult. Now it's very cold. If we have to leave our house and try to go and look for some poor person to give them 5 rand, or to give them a blanket, or to give them a loaf of bread, it's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we can smile at each other. And when you smile at each other, then Allah brings love in the family. And when you smile at your parents, then Allah gives you the reward of an accepted Hajj. Imagine that. You're going for Umrah. You know what it's like to go for Umrah and how tired you get sometimes. Oh, that's a story. Now, let's come to mind. So, sometimes when you're taking the little ones for Umrah, then they say, But why do we have to make Safa Marwa again? So that's when you're doing a second Umrah, right? Because they find the Safa Marwa is very long and the legs start paining. Or sometimes you go and you're making two or three tawafs, and after the first one they say, no, I need to sit down on the mataf and I need to play and watch the birds flying over the Kaaba. So you get tired, don't you? But Hajj is 5 days, and it's a lot more walking during Hajj, especially if you're doing the walking Hajj. But now imagine, every time you smile, every time you smile at your parents, Allah gives you what reward, Humaira? Hajj. An accepted Hajj. Hajj is bigger than Umrah. So, how many Hajj did you get today? Are you counting like you smiled at me so much? Maybe you've been smiling at your mother, but you haven't been smiling much at me today. Humaira?
Yes.
How much have you smiled at me?
A lot.
A lot! A lot of nothing, or a lot of a lot? All right, inshallah. I'll pay more attention. And Zakiya, how many Hajj do you think you've made today? Just by 10? Only 10 times you got to smile at your parents? And you homeschool and home madrasa, and today was no school. So because of the floods that were taking place in Cape Town, so you had extra whole morning with us. And only 10 times you got to smell?
Smile,
not smell.
You said smell.
Okay, smile. Only 10 times? Okay, so tomorrow, 1,000, I don't believe that. So tomorrow, I want you both to count how many times you've got an accepted Hajj. All right? And in the evening, you're going to tell me, I smiled so many times at my parents, right? And I made so many accepted Hajj. And the more you can get, the more Allah is going to be happy with you. Aren't we in this world to make Allah happy? Yeah. So that's what our objective is. Absolutely. All right, 067-914-8154 is the call-in number. It's also our WhatsApp message number. If you'd like to send us a voice note, we'll play it live on the radio, just like little Abdullah Muhammad, Abdullah Adam had sent a message. And I'm saying Muhammad because the new baby's name is Muhammad. Mashallah. Excellent. Alhamdulillah. All right. Let's move on to our seerah lesson that we discussed today, Humaira. What did we talk about in class today?
Migration.
Migration. What's the Arabic word for it? Starts with the her.
Hijra.
Where did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam migrate from, and where did he go to?
Makkah to Medina.
From Makkah Mukarrama to Medina to Munawwara. And did the journey start in the day, in the night? What time?
Day.
Night. Remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam put someone in his bed. Who did he put? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then they left at night. And by the time they had figured out, okay, when they were traveling, they went and they hid away in a cave. For how long did they hide away?
3 days.
3 days. What was the name of the cave?
Thur.
The cave of Thur. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was with whom? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, until they reach Madinatul Munawwara. And now I'll go on with the story. Listen to the story. Right, pay attention. When they reach Medina, do you remember on that Saturday when we went for Ziyarah, we went to go and visit a masjid known as Masjid Quba? The big white masjid. Do you remember? In Medina, on a Saturday we went. Okay, she doesn't remember. But anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam camped out in this area maybe 5 or 6 kilometers away from Madinatul Munawwara. And there, the first masjid was established. So that big white masjid, that is the first masjid in the history of Islam. It's known as Masjid Quba. What is it called?
Quba.
Masjid Quba. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into Madinatul Munawwara. And when he came, everyone wanted him to stay with him. Wanted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stay with him. So Humaira, do you know what the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did?
No.
Okay. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wherever this camel that he was riding on will stop, that is the place that I'm going to stay. And so the camel started walking and everyone's heart was beating fast and they were excited. Maybe it's my house, maybe it's my house, maybe it's my house, maybe it's my house. Until the house stopped at the home of Hazrat Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And that is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed. And the people of Medina, they had opened their homes, their businesses, their families, everything. So when the people of Makkah started coming in after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in numbers and numbers, then the people of Medina, they always welcome them with open hearts. So what lesson do we learn from this, Humaira, is that sometimes when we have a guest that comes from Johannesburg or from Durban or from the Free State or wherever it may be, then we must also take care of them because we are residents here in Cape Town. And likewise, those that are resident in Johannesburg, if you get visitors from PE, from Cape Town, from any other part of the world, from Durban, then you should look after them. And the same applies to Durban and PE and every other town, whether you're in Chipata, whether you're in Lusaka, whether you're in Harare, whether you're in Bulawayo, whatever town you are, whenever there's visitors, we must always take that opportunity to look after visitors and treat them very, very well, inshallah. All right, excellent, alhamdulillah. That is our seerah segment, inshallah, for the Olive Express this evening. And we're going to ask our engineer once again to play us a beautiful nasheed. It's the night of Jumu'ah. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. And when we come back, we'll be wrapping up the program. Stay with us.
Ilahi apni rehmat se tu kar de ba khabar apna. Ilahi apni rehmat se tu kar de ba khabar apna. Na anjum hai hamare aur na ye shamso kamar apna. Siwa tere nahi hai koi mera sange dar apna. Siwa tere nahi hai koi mera sange dar apna. Koi haajat ho rakhta ho teri chaukat pe sar apna. Koi haajat ho rakhta ho teri chaukat pe sar apna. Ilahi apni rehmat se tu kar de ba khabar apna. Khuda wanda mohabbat aisi de de apni rehmat se. Khuda wanda mohabbat aisi de de apni rehmat se. Kare akhtar fida tujh par ye dil apna jigar apna. Kare akhtar fida tujh par ye dil apna jigar apna. Ilahi apni rehmat se tu kar de ba khabar apna. Bafeze murshid kamil tu kar de hans zabo ko. Bafeze murshid kamil tu kar de hans zabo ko.
It is precisely 11 minutes before 9 p.m. Central African time on the Olive Express, live and exclusive to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, we've reached that segment of the program where, of course, we need to tuck you into your beds and make sure that you have an early night, because you're going to get up the early bird. Do you know there's a saying, Maira? Have you heard the saying? The early bird catches the fattest worm. Do you know what that means?
No.
Birds like to eat worms, even though you don't like worms. But birds enjoy worms. So the bird that gets up early, he gets the biggest, the fattest, the juiciest little worm, and he enjoys it. Now, if you go to bed early, then inshallah, whatever rizq Allah has written for you, whether it comes to your education, whether it comes to your salah, whether everything good will come to you. So don't you want that?
Gee.
So remember, a few sunnats before we sleep. We should try to sleep with wudu. This is the sunnah. And Allah has made it so easy because we've all got, or most of us have hot water in our homes. So it's very, very easy. And we've got towels and we've got all of these things to dry ourselves after we've made wudu. So we try to make wudu before we sleep. And then when we go to our beds, we need to dust our beds. Okay? Umaira, every day you need to dust your bed. So you open your blankets, you dust it out three times, and then you can jump into your bed and you recite your dua. What is the dua before sleeping?
Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya.
Correct. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Oh Allah, in your name, do I live and do I die? Or do I die and do I live? And then we must sleep on which side? Right, left, stomach, back, which side? The right hand side. And we can put our right hand under our right cheek and our left hand on our thigh. And if we can, we must try and recite some our kalimas. We must recite our kalimas. We must recite Ayatul Kursi. And then we close our eyes and we have sweet dreams. This is the mercy, the benevolence and the grace of Allah. And inshallah, we must sleep with the intention of getting up at least for Fajr Salah, but we make it a stronger niyyah, inshallah, and that is of Salatul Tahajjud Qiyamul Layl. So those are just some of the sunnahs. Other sunnah is also to use the miswak before you sleep. Use the miswak before you sleep. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful way of life, and that is the life of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that there is so much of barakah and blessings, and in that is goodness upon goodness for us, and in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept success. So we try to practice on every little sunnah, and Allah will grant us great, great rewards, inshallah, because Allah loves us dearly. Even when our little sisters fight with us, or when our bigger sister fights with us, Allah still loves us, doesn't He? Gee. And we love our sisters, don't we? Gee. Don't we? Okay. All right, excellent, alhamdulillah. May Allah keep the muhabba in the family, and may Allah bless us all with akhlaqi hamida and remove from us bad akhlaq. Always make us good servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Yawmul Jumu'ah, so it is the day on which du'as are readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's different times that the ulama mention. But of course, the time between Asr and Maghrib, that is tomorrow, between Asr and Maghrib, is an absolutely crucial time. So even if you sit 5 minutes before the Maghrib Adhan and raise your hands and make dua in whatever language you want, in English, in Gujarati, in Urdu, in Arabic, in Zulu, in Tswana, in Ndebele, whatever language you want to speak. Alhamdulillah, Allah is the creator of languages. Allah understands all languages. So we must make dua, inshallah. And I humbly request that you will also remember me in your very pious duas on the day of Jumu'ah, inshallah. Before I leave you, tomorrow night between 8 and 9 p.m., there's a new program that I'll be hosting, and that is the Legal Eagle program, right? A program that deals with different legal issues. And tomorrow, inshallah, we'll be speaking to attorney Zunaid Ismail from KPMI Incorporated. They are based out in Ormonde, Johannesburg, and we will be discussing the new Divorce or Marriage Amendment Act that has been signed into legislation and into law, and how that affects us as Muslims. I think it's very important for us to know where we stand and how we can make things right as far as the Sharia and what the law of the land is saying. We need to actually marry the two, but alhamdulillah, attorney Zunaid, inshallah, will give us some good solutions of how we can be married according to Sharia, and that is, of course, out of community of property. But that's tomorrow between 8 and 9 p.m. I like to take this opportunity of thanking my engineer, Lukolo, for steering us in the right way this evening, alhamdulillah, our conductor on the Olive Express. And to my co-host, Humaira, and my second co-host, Zakia, who is still a little bit angry. I don't know why, but she seems to be taking out her anger now on the Play-Doh.
Mine.
Oh, it's your Play-Doh. Okay, nevertheless, time for bed, guys. And time for bed for me as well. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us. Coming up, Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim Saab. Until we meet again next week, inshallah. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.